Good afternoon, and thank you. We want you to know that Brother Freedom loves all of you folks, and he thinks about you a lot, even though he doesn't know all your names. God bless you, and thank you for listening. The Lord be with you, and we're just believing for anointing on Brother Freedom this Sunday afternoon. Father, thank you. We just love you, and we thank you for your goodness and your wonderfulness, Lord. Help us to be obedient to you. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Thank you for anointing the listeners, Lord. Thank you for anointing us here today. We just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, I feel so unworthy today. I feel inadequate. I feel all those things in myself. I just pray that you'll come in a mighty way. Lord, give me strength this day. Because I believe this message is from you this day. And that's what you were showing me this morning. I pray that our eyes will be open. And our ears and our mind, our thoughts will be upon you, Lord God, that you'll speak to our hearts in a very special way. And Father, we know that there's a way that seems right in the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So there's a way that seems right. And Father, that's what you've laid on my heart, and I think that I'll just go in the direction you feel you start out, and then you'll take it over anyway. But I pray that this will be the right starting off point. Father, I just pray that you anoint this day, strengthen the hearts of your people. Move upon as only you can. But Father, I sure feel a great lack of your move of your spirit. I guess that's what I could say. I don't see your spirit of God moving very heavily, only what people themselves can engage, and they call it your Holy Spirit. But I'm not sure they're not yielding to your spirit. And there's a difference in the two. And I pray that you open your eyes this day to receive what you have for us. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I welcome everybody out through the world, through the internet, that we'll be speaking to you today. And I've really had some difficult days here lately. I've just had the need for you all to pray for me. I've just had been a very sobering time, a day of really seeking God, a time that's very, it's what I used to do when I was real young, but I thought I didn't think I'd have to be going through it now at my age and all the years I've self spent serving the Lord. But with the stroke, I find myself in a place and have to really seek God. And I guess God did it that way where I'd realize and I could preach to others it's not easy, but it's very rewarding to serve the Lord. We look for an express the Lord with a great enthusiasm, but sometimes we have to lay aside every weight and sin that's so easily set us. We might have to run that race with patience. So there's a lot of things that comes into our walk that I know that we really need to seek God in a way that we've never sought Him before, because He's coming soon. And I believe there's a great deterioration of the Christians in this earth this day. I believe that they're falling back to a lesser way. And we should actually be seeking a deeper path, a greater direction, a greater calling. And I pray that God will open our eyes to hear this day when He has for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. For I would say to me, my people, I say, I call many. And I say, I've called many, many, many into salvation. And I say, when they come into salvation, it's the very entrance into that walk I have for them. It's the entrance to what I have for them to grow. And by say many, the entrance is very narrow. And I say, as they come in through salvation, they never come in to which where I wish them to be. They're actually on the outside. And the outside of the door is sort of, the opening is very big, but they just open up a fraction of an inch. And so it's hard to get through in that inner part. But on the outside, they find themselves there sort of wandering, and they find the surroundings around them are not what I call holy. They're the surroundings of the world. Does not my word say that thou must come out from among them? Thou must be a separate people? It says, love not the world, neither things in the world. For any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But I say, my people, through the ways of getting people into their meetings and all these things, they've never dealt with the depth of believers. And that very depth, that first believing is so necessary. Says the Spirit of God, it's needful to get your people grounded in the Spirit. But in that, the opening is that opens up, people go on in, but many, many, many don't go all the way in. And so they find themselves on the things of the world. They find themselves wanting. They find themselves having troubles. They find themselves not being able to keep the word. They find themselves cheating. They find themselves walking in disobedience. They find themselves not trusting the Lord their God. But see, I say when I called them, they were to go on in, not stop where they were at. Because that was just the threshold that would take in them into eternal life. That was the place that they would come and receive my pardon, my blessing. But I said the enemy has so made it for the many never even get into that first part. And through that there's many struggles. But I say my people need to press in. Press in to a greater depth. Press in to having that freedom, that power, that anointing. That they'd have that protection, that guidance, that direction. That they would have that liberty. They would know and feel my Spirit. They would know when they come into my realm, I am there. I will cover them. I will keep them in perfect peace with mine to stay on me because they trust me. I will keep those that come in. But on the outside, the enemy has a great field day with many of my believers. I say even new Christians fail right off the start. And this is what's happened. They never had a chance to come in to what I have for them. And I say the blame is on those their peers, the one that was guiding them. They should have been taught, you go on in, into what the Lord has for you. And many times we shortchange the little ones because we don't tell them they must seek God in a very special way. There must be those that help them. There must be those that pray with them. There must be those that feel for them, that help them through these days of hard sayings and keepings. But I say my people need to realize I have a plan for man. I've got a plan for those, if they will come on in, and when I say enter into the straight gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. But I say into that pathway, my people must enter in through the gate into salvation. I say there is no other way but through my salvation. There is no other way that thou can be come in to touch me. I wish to bless thee. I wish that when thou get saved, that's just the starting point. That's just the time of seeking me. That's the time of opening up your heart and saying, Lord, I need you. I want more of you. I want a greater depth. I want a greater pardon. I want a greater blessing. I want you to fill my body with your presence. I want you to anoint me, strengthen me, uphold me in a mighty way. We find ourselves wandering. We find ourselves not pressing in. Not seeking the Lord with all of our heart. And as baby Christians, we lose this first glimpse of what I have for my people. And they lose out and don't see and don't feel what I have for them. I say many find themselves worshiping in churches and places, but they've never been taught. They got to go into a greater depth. They got to grow into that greater strength because I said, as time goes by, they are not adequately equipped to help to maintain them, to keep in my walk, because they have not come in to the solid ground. They have not come in to where I wish for them to be. And through that gate, they have never entered in. Come in. My people need to come all in heartily. My people need to seek me because I have a wonderful blessing for you. I have a blessing to keep you, to inspire you. But I say as the progress that comes forth many times, my people are detoured. And the people are lost the way. They don't have that same direction. They don't have that same calling. And they've lost. Many are wandering through the wilderness. They're going in circles. My people need to have that something there to help them to enter in to the threshold of eternal life. To enter in to that threshold that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. There needs to be some of my people that take pride in seeking those, help those to come in to that potential. But I say even my old ones are now don't have the potential themselves so that they don't know how to tell the youngers where to head. And I say they're coming up with plans for man. They're coming up man's direction. They're coming up with things to do and places to go. It's all by the plan of the man. But I have a great door for them. I've got a great opening. I've got a great pathway. They can walk in victory. They can walk in my promise. And they're going to see miracles. They're going to see great and mighty things. But I say that the plan of man does not have any of that. I say it vacates all my power. It vacates all my splendor, my glory. And they lose the opportunity to serve the Lord with all their heart. And then they lose out that freedom of being taught by the Holy Ghost. They lose out that pardon of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they find themselves wandering in a land that's so dreary, so terrible, so heartbreaking, that they're wandering. They know those words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, former things passed away, behold, all things become new, and they see it. It's not reality, it's not happening to them. And they find themselves wandering. They find themselves with no answer. They find themselves, their life, wasting. They don't find what they wanted. But I say, I'm there to pour out my spirit upon them. I'm there to open them to an entrance into heaven. Will keep them this, not just now, but it'll keep them through the times of time. It'll keep them through the times when disasters come your way. I'll be with you. I'll guide you. I'll direct you because you've entered into my realm. My people this day, you just seek me and cry to this day that you would enter into the rest. My word declares in the book of Hebrews, come in to the rest. And we've never, many of my people never entered into the rest. They're still out in the world, because in that rest you receive extra strength from on high. You receive the glory. You receive the ability from heaven to help you, to strengthen you, to uphold you, that you can pray for those that need prayer, that you can pray for those that are having troubles. And you're going to see your prayers answered. You're going to see great and mighty things done because you're where you should be with the Lord your God. I say you cannot do these things within your own framework, your own self, your own knowledge, your own intellect. It has to be through the Spirit of God. And any time I say my people let go of these tangible things and they take it on to their own philosophy, I say there's going to be great troubles. There's going to be persecutions. There's going to be directions. There's going to be things are going to happen that's not by my control. For I say my people, when they first become saved, there should be those there of my glorious ones would tell them my spirit's upon them in a mighty way. We find ourselves in a place of insecurity because we've never ventured in, never been told that we must press in to the fullness. We must seek God. It's our life. It's our salvation. It's our what we believe. We can't leave this tangible gift that you've given us and just lay it aside as an old shoe. We must call. We must seek our place. We must call upon you. We must be delivered to praise you and to call upon you that I need you, Lord. I want to be blessed. And I say that's where the revival starts, is getting my people in to where I am. We find people that say they never come in to the entrance, to the gate of salvation, never come in that gate to be seen, receiving that fullness, that pardon, that blessing. And they find themselves wandering, and many don't know. They remember that prayer that they thought that they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but that they was left like a child left someplace to fend for himself. And pretty soon I say, as time goes by, the wolves, the things come to that child and steals away its livelihood. And that's what's happened to my people. I say, I wish for a death to be born in my people. When they're saved, they really come into a greater walk, a greater depth, a greater calling, a greater infilling. The infilling of my spirit is just the starting point. Even the baptism, the Holy Ghost, is just the starting point. It's just the entrance into a great cavity of eternal life. If you can see my people, that entrance has to be broken through. It's like going through the sound barrier. You've got to break through it. You've got to break through it. And when you break through it, it's easy. But I say there's hindrances there. It doesn't want, there's hindrance from the enemy. He don't want you to break in. He don't want you to have a grace walk with the Lord their God. He wants you to walk stumbling. He wants you to walk in blindness. He wants to walk, going to walk in confusion. He wants to walk, for you to walk in great debate. He wants to hear you walk in great anger. All these things that he wants you to do, and you will end up doing unless you come on through. You gotta speak. You gotta press through. The Lord has a great opening for you this day. Come, my people, come. Canal, the Lord thy God shall move upon it. Come in this day. Come beyond your salvation. Come greater. Don't just live on the merits of that salvation. You come in this day and I'll expand you. I will come bring you into the gate. And now I'll come into a place that the enemy can't touch you no longer. I say there's safety in when you press through. If not, my word says, he that dwelleth in a secret place, the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what it means. You need to press through to know me in a very special way. And I'll bless you. My people, you'll draw nigh to me this day. I will uphold thee. I will strengthen thee. But I say that's what mankind has done. You've stopped, many have stopped the coming in to the Lord their God. That part, that communion that God has with us. That sweet time. Oh, hallelujah, that wonderful time when we have as a child, when I walk with God, when God teaches me, when he guides me, when he directs me. It's so wonderful all those days when he anointed me with his power. We all got to come in that way. We have to be forceful coming in to the kingdom. Oh, come a see, la kalama. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen my people to walk higher, to walk bravely with my power, my anointing. And I say, if thou will come in, you'll find there's less warring, there's less troubles, there's less debates, there's less fractions, there's less angers, there's all these things that you have troubles with out in the world. You just must come in deeper to me. And if you'll come in and open through that door, I, the Lord thy God, will not turn you down. I will bless you. And I will keep my word and I will teach you. I will bless you in a mighty way. And I'll encourage you and I shall strengthen you. Look to me, and thou come in this day, choosing this day whom you will serve. And I, the Lord thy God, will put my seal of approval on thee. I will bless thee, and thou shalt feel my great and mighty hand upon thee, supporting thee continually. And I say it will not waver. It will be there hardly at all times, and I shall direct thee. But I say my people have to want to come in the fullness. Does not my word says, draw nigh to God, and I'll draw nigh to you, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's the part that you just do. It takes resistance to come into my presence. My people must be persistent. They must be seeking me with all their heart. They must realize if they don't seek me, they're going to lose that great gem that I've given them. That great blessing. They'll lose it. Without coming in, you've got to come in to the depth to receive what I have for you. You have to come in, receive the prize I have for you. You must come in, and I will make myself known to you. I cannot work in the way of this world. My people must realize, I, the Lord thy God, won't work in the filth of this world. Even though you live in a world, but I will teach you in my presence. So with that, you need to come into that place, and I will let you, and I'll fill you. Even though if I let you work in the world, I will give you my supernatural power, my anointing shall go with thee, but thou shalt need the anointing that comes from the Lord their God, and no other can teach you like I can teach you, says the Spirit of God. There is no other source that can help you like I can help you. There's no other way, there's no other keeping power can save you like the Lord their God. And I say this is the secret is what's happened to mankind. They never went in to my fullness. They've been very lenient in this area. But I say, perilous times are coming. Hard times are here. And my people must seek me more than they've ever sought me before. If they want to be victorious this last hour. If they want to be ready. If they want to have that knowing. If they want to walk in assurance, the Lord their God. If they want to please me. They might walk worthy in law, pleasing me and fruitful in every good work. My people need to realize that I wish for my people to grow up. I wish for my people to come in to my presence. That I would adapt my love upon them and bless them in a mighty way. I see my people are wanting revivals, but I say they won't accept what I have for the revival. They won't accept the move of my spirit. Now they can talk about my revival forevermore, but unless they let my spirit move, they're not going to receive it. There's power through this tongue. There's power through the move of the Spirit. Cannot you get your eye? Can't you open your eyes enough to see that? It has to have a move of the Spirit. It's not by so much the anointing of a person, but it's letting the Spirit of God come in your presence and move through Him. Do my people, can you recognize that? I move through my anointing, and I move into my particles from heaven. And I wish to make my people in this last hours and then be strong. And I say you cannot be strong unless literally, physically, you move through my Spirit. How much plainer can I tell you, my people? Who come and see? You have a form of God, but you deny the power that brings you into the fullness. And the power is the anointing of God. It's my anointing. And my anointing, the anointing is coming into service now. And the anointing is the part that will save you. The anointing is the part that I touch my people mightily. But without it, you're defenseless. You're without hope. And pretty soon you're not going to have the credentials that my people need in this last day. I say I've been very merciful to my people. I've let them slide with the former godless. But I say this last hour, my people must come higher. Because I say things are getting harder. There's more problems. The evidence of evilness is here. And my people need to have the real issue of life. They must have the real walk with me. And when they have that real walk with me, they'll talk with me. And I'll converse with them. And I'll show them great and mighty things. I'll uphold them. And I'll show them my plans. I will open their eyes and they see great and mighty exploits that I've won upon my people. But I say my people are doing it within themselves. They've got a formula now. If they'll say these words in a service, but they're not waiting for the evidence of the service. The Lord says He does. You've got to be demonstrated through the Spirit. You just don't shut the Spirit off and live, says the Spirit of God. It's that easy. You can talk all you please, says the Spirit of God, but unless you have it, it's not going to help you. It's wanting and having two different things. My people need to be looking for me because I'm coming soon. And I've given you a formula that works, says the Spirit of God. Thou must break through this day to get through this, what man tells you and their mentality. Because their mentality is not what I, the Lord thy God, have chosen. I wish for my people to be anointed from heaven. I, the Lord thy God, could take a little child through my Spirit and do great and mighty things that they, may super spiritual, cannot do because it's by my Spirit. I can see a man that has no calling, no nothing, like the man is speaking, and yet he'll do great and mighty things because he leans not on himself, but he leans onto me. And that's what I wish for my people. I cannot, my people, understand this. This is an old-time message. The enemy has done a good job, says the Spirit of God. He has blinded the eyes of many of his people. And many people have chosen to believe that the move of the Spirit is the bad thing, but it's actually the good thing. It is what God has for us. And the modern man believes that it's what we don't need. We need all the education about the Holy Spirit, but they don't know. No one knows the Holy Spirit only the Holy Ghost. Anytime you let them out, how can you teach others? Who come and see? It has to be by the one that has it. And it's by the power of the Holy Ghost that teaches. He knows all things, in all things, and He teaches you all things and brings all things to your amendments. Thank you. That's from the heaven. And God wants to inspire you today. God, it's been a hard message, but now God's breaking through. And God wants to lift you up. God wants to encourage you. God wants to pardon you. God wants to direct you. But it's through the power of the Holy Ghost. Can all of you get this? Says the Spirit of God, if you can get that call of me, then I'll bless you, and I'll save you, and I'll give you great and mighty things. And thou shalt come into my entrance. My entrance is glory, Lord. And when they come through, there's great, great liberty there. And you'll walk in this world with great pardon. And I'll walk with you when you leave here, day by day, if you have to mingle with the enemies of this world, I'll be by your side. And when you intermix to the daytime, I'll bless you. Who cometh? I'll be by your side. And when you come back at night, I'll be with you. And you'll come back in to safety. You'll come back in to seclusion. They'll come into my anointing. But I say these and their own realm cannot bring this to pass. They cannot bring it. because it takes the Spirit of God, the demonstration of the Spirit, to make this happen. Say it, the Spirit of God. You know, we really got to seek God. Maybe out there you don't understand, but we need the demonstration of the Spirit. Very simple. You don't need the fleshly spirit either. You need the supernatural Spirit of God. Not just some old form of godliness. You need the real power. You need the real anointing. You need the unction from the Holy One. Who come and see the glory of God to fall upon you. Father, I just pray that you touch your people in a mighty way this day. Open their eyes. I pray that you maybe give them another shot at this again tomorrow or some other time. But I pray that this will bring a dent into their being. I pray that they'll receive a dent of your Spirit and they'll start walking according to your power, according to your anointing, because it's greater than just speaking it. It's having it. It's having the difference. It's having the goods. The church doesn't have no goods. I mean, they got a form of goddess, but they don't have no power. Very, very understandable. Oh, come and see that. Oh, we see just the evidence that there's great swelling words, but that's the end of it. My people, if you be honest, you don't see the move of heaven in your sanctuaries, in your places, because it's by my Spirit that all these things, men cannot move me. I move them. I move men. Remember this. I move men. They don't move me. And they're trying to move me. And that's the sort of reverse. I'm going to move my people by my Spirit, says the Spirit of God. Seek me and you shall surely find me. Go the way of man and you'll lose me. I'm here to uphold thee. I'm here to pardon thee. I'm here to direct thee. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. I pray that you'd open the windows of heaven, touch them in a mighty way. I pray that you'd uphold them and open the windows of heaven in a mighty way. Oh, bring them into that opening, to that realm that they can come in to safety. They can come in to seek a place for you there to shelter them, protect them, guide them, to direct them. Let them in Jesus' wonderful name, bless them in. Bless your people and forevermore. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. God bless everybody.